So, like Bob said, Happy New Year. I love it. I love it when all these things coincide together. It's the first Sunday of Advent, which has the theme of hope, which is on a communion Sunday. And if that table isn't about hope, I don't know what is. So here we have everything working together to give ourselves, what can I say? Inspiration, encouragement, goading and prodding, to take on a new mindset, to leave what's old behind and to bring what's new forward. Now, you all not having seen the full contexts of our scriptures may be wondering, what is so hopeful about what she just read? Well, in the fuller context, the Jeremiah is being spoken to the Israelites who are now scattered because of the Babylonian captivity. And in their heads and hearts, it's like, what gives, God? I thought we were the chosen people. Is this what happens when you're chosen? Then count me out. I've had it. They're devastated, heartbroken. They like, what gives? But then comes the fuller context of chapter 33, where Jeremiah is reminding them, hey, your circumstances aren't all there is. Remember, God promised David, and we know what a profligate he was, that he would not abandon him the way he abandoned Saul. And that despite all the bad things that David had done and had been experiencing through his house, salvation is going to come to Israel. So then in this chapter, he reminds them with these two verses, right? Verses 14, 15, and 16. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called. The Lord is our righteousness. Have you forgotten my promises? Do you believe that I'm not faithful? I am faithful. Jeremiah is reminding the people, don't let what's happening around you determine your outlook. This is not all there is or will be. You need to remember that. And from that, hope springs. Because let's face it, if you focus on only the negative, will you ever see the positive? What's that old song? You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, right? Latch on to the affirmative and don't mess with Mr. In Between. Remember that song? That's what Jeremiah is trying to instill in these people, and not in a flippant way, because let's say they've been taken from their homes. The temple's been destroyed. Why should they feel hopeful? And yet Jeremiah is saying, but the hope that you have is not based on things going your way, on things being good all the time. Your hope is based on a God who is faithful and loves you. Now, as gloomy as the Luke read, that's the same thing that Luke is saying. He says, folks, a day is coming and you think the world is coming to an end. But let that be a sign to you that a new beginning is on the way. And so then he encourages his listeners, hey, you live this already. Every time the seasons change, don't you see signs that tell you, hey, something new, something different is coming? Well, that's what's going to happen here. So get ready. And get ready by, again, having a new mindset, a new attitude, right? Don't let yourself, and in his words, I'll use the exact three phrases, don't let yourself be caught up in dissipation, drunkenness, and worries of the day. In other words, put your focus on what will give you energy and hope. And that's the word that we need today, especially first day of the new Christian year, a whole month to help us get ready for the real new year of 2025, right? I love watching documentaries because I learn so much. And sometimes I'm forced to remember. I was watching last night a documentary on the 80s. And I watched and watched and I thought, I lived through all that. And the answer is yes. And so while I may be feeling a little crestfallen or disheartened, it's like, hey, you've lived through bad times before. You're going to make it through them again. Why? Because we have a God who is faithful, who gives us a reason to have hope. And that's what we need to focus on as we head into 2025. And by golly, I love that we come here to say yes to that hope again when we take this bread and this juice. Like so many generations who came before us, who had lots of reasons to be despairing. I mean, at least we're not like the early Christians being thrown to lions, right? Thank God for little favors. Stay focused on what's real and good and true. When we come to this table, we can acknowledge, yes, God, I've forgotten how good you've been to me because I feel so bad about this or that or what have you. But your love continues to forgive me. You keep saying, yeah, yeah, that's the human condition. You're like the goldfish, right? In the fishbowl. You think that you haven't seen this before. Well, you have. You think you haven't been through this before. Well, you have. And each time you've gone through it, I've sustained you because I've proven my love to you through all generations. So as we come to this table today and we look at that candle lit for hope, let's remember where our hope is built, right? As the old hymn says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. Or if you want to be a little more PC, my hope is built on the love that Jesus modeled for us. That's what it means. My prayer for us today as we approach the table is that we remember where our hope is and that right now, the first day of the Christian New Year, it's time to get ready. Amen.